The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But we believe it's critical, especially in this culture of, oh, just all the junk on TV and all the other images of beauty and all the emphasis on the perfect body and all this kind of stuff that girls are buying into, and it's so destructive.
Next, Bible teacher and speaker Lori Cole explores the true meaning of biblical beauty.
I want teenage girls to look to their mothers and their grandmothers to be their role models.
Beauty by the Book, next on Life Today.
I'm checking out some of my audience here. By the way, I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have you join us on Life Today. I'm looking out at the audience, and I see John McKay. And see if y'all can get a shot of John there. He's sitting there with a big grin on his face. You're very distinguished looking, John. John led the singing and the choirs in over 500 of our crusades together. His wife, Julia, is there. And her mother, Alice Leslie, is there. And she's our guest's grandmother. And Alice, I told you when we came out here, you're absolutely beautiful, and you're going to be 95 years old. Isn't she absolutely beautiful? I'm telling you. And her granddaughter is here. And her granddaughter is a wonderful teacher. Now, she's kind of a brunette version of Beth Moore. Would you welcome Lori Cole to Life Today, Lori?
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, and you really love Beth, don't you?
Oh, I do love Beth. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping I have my grandmother's genes, too.
Yeah,
I want to look that good when I'm 95. God willing.
Oh, she is absolutely beautiful.
Thank
and
I
want you to know you're beautiful. And I did the wedding for you. I tied the knot. Is it
holding? You did. We had a beautiful wedding, didn't we? And it's still knotted.
Yeah, it is.
And we're still in love.
How
you did good.
I did. How long ago was that?
Oh,
how many years?
Almost 34 years, because at 35, Bill's going to get me a new ring, and he knows I see that coming up pretty quick.
And you're sowing seeds, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Now,
oh,
you
yes.
were here a few years ago, and by the way, our viewers love you, and they respond. We're going to give you her website, because here's the book that she taught and the Bible study, Beauty by the Book. Now, it was so popular, and you may want to get it. It's for women. It's really becoming a biblically beautiful woman. It's a 7-week study in the book of Proverbs. It's excellent. Now, she is a member, and her husband is the praise leader and choir director at the Sagemont Baptist Church. And I guess it's still part of Pasadena.
It's Houston.
It's Houston now. Okay. Well, we always thought of it as Pasadena.
Yeah, very
that's
close.
Where we all,
very close
and
by.
Their pastor, John Morgan, went to school and graduated from Pasadena High School with me and Betty. Few years older than us, John. You'll be sure that people know that. But now what's happened to Lori is this was such a popular teaching that they heard over and over from people, we wish somebody to do this for girls. We wish Lori to do it for the girls. And so she's got Beauty by the Book for teens. Now, this is kind of unusual for you to be on this journey. I want you to tell our viewers why.
Well, listen, James, you know my family. I have 4 brothers. I grew up in a house with all boys, okay? And then God gave me 3 sons and no daughters, all right? And I'm an unlikely candidate to write a Bible study for girls, for teenage girls. And, you know, that's what I find women say all the time. Even if they've got it all, they say, who me? How could I teach my daughter? You know, how they don't see themselves as being able to communicate. And even sometimes women say they're afraid of teenage girls, you know? And I can relate to that, because I remember when their moms were telling me, when are you going to do this for our daughters? I wish I'd had something like this for me when I was that age. I thought, I'm not going to teach teens. I'm kind of scared of them. I'm an old woman. What will they do? And what I found, and this is really one of the things I want to emphasize today, is our younger girls, our teenagers and our preteens, our tweens, they want older women to love on them and to teach them the truths from the Bible about how to become godly young women and how to become biblically beautiful women. They want older women not only to mentor them, but to take them into the Scriptures, their moms, their grandmothers. And that's my appeal today, is really to moms and to grandmothers. Your daughter, your granddaughter wants you to teach her how to become the kind of woman that God wants her to be. And this is just a tool for women to use, for grandmothers and for mothers to use to teach their teenage daughters what it means to be a godly woman.
So they can take the study, and you're saying
yes.
They will, do you suggest they go through the study with you and then pass it on to the girls, or how do you suggest
they
approach?
Yeah, there's so many different ways to do this, and we think this is such a foundational study, Beauty by the Book and Beauty by the Book for Teens at Priority. We've seen our ministry, we've seen so many women just say, this is what I needed. This is just the basics of how to become a godly woman, just the basics, okay? It's what you would want to teach if you were a Titus 2 woman. And all of us, that passage in Titus 2 is to older women. And it says that we are to teach the younger women. This is the curriculum you can use if you want to be a Titus 2 woman. And women can do it on their own. Moms can do the Beauty by the Book study. We believe in it so strongly that we've put the videos, they're free on our website. They can do the Bible study. They can watch me on the videos, and it's free. We don't do that with any of our other Bible studies. But we believe it's critical, especially in this culture of, just all the junk on TV and all the other images of beauty and all the emphasis on the perfect body and all this kind of stuff that girls are buying into, and it's so destructive. Moms can do it. Then they can give the Beauty by the Book teen study to their daughters. They could do it together at the same time. The moms can watch the moms' videos online for free. The girls, their daughters can watch the teen videos, because I did a teen video set for this teen study, and they're all free on our Bible study. And so moms and their daughters can do it together and grow. Their lessons all weave together.
So it shows you how to even start a conversation with
Absolutely.
The teen and know how to, just to begin.
Yeah, a real biblically based conversation that you can have with your daughter. My mom's here tonight, and I had a great role model. I had a wonderful example. I can't think of the times Mother just sat down and we just got the Bible out together and we just talked about it all the time. It was taught, but we didn't have Bible studies like this. Here's what I want. I want teenage girls to look to their mothers and their grandmothers to be their role models. And even if they're teenage, even if these older women think they're not capable or they're not qualified, honey, they are. Mm-hmm. They are. They've lived life. Mm-hmm. They can get into the scriptures. They can take this study. It's real simple to do. The homework's fairly light, but it is just, it's life-changing. They don't have to be afraid of their teenage daughter or their teenage granddaughter.
I want to put the website up on screen. What is it?
It's PriorityMinistries.com.
All right, you can see it there. And on lifetoday.org, you may go write that down now. I'd suggest you do it. But you say, well, what if I don't? What if I can't right now? I'm doing something else. I can't do it. You can go to lifetoday.org. You just simply go to our website. And today's program, you can watch today's program. You can watch it again. You can show it to a friend. You can also get her website there off of our website. And then you can go and watch them. And the Beauty by the Book is available. And I'm just going to tell you this today, if you want it. You say, you know what, I'd like to have that for my granddaughter or daughters. I would like to have it for my daughter or daughters. You can get it. We will send it to you today. We're in our water well drilling, emphasis that we do twice a year, and we're trying to drill 500 water wells. You're actually trying to give them water for life for their
Amen.
Daughters, for their life.
Amen.
But if we get people who say, I'm going to help you, I'm going to give a cup of water, I'm going to do something, we're going to send this as a gift along with one of your heroes, Beth Moore's book, Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, which is devotion. So the two will go out together. You like that?
Surprise. You surprised me.
So that's what we're going to do.
But praise the Lord.
It's really important. It's really important for the viewer to understand they can watch online and
yes.
you go through the
yes.
studies. Now, don't you take several women from the Bible and teach them?
We absolutely do. We take a lot of examples because, when you talk about a Bible study about biblical beauty and you say it's from the Proverbs, which it is, a lot of people think, well, you're just going to talk about that Proverbs 31 woman. Well, we talk about her, but there's four other females in Proverbs. There's an immoral woman. There is an irritating woman, okay? There is an indiscreet woman. There is a captivating woman, and then there's that ideal woman. And so that's all woven in there. Get them in God's Word. And James, what I found is...
I got an ideal captivating woman.
You got it all in the one package.
You've been watching for 50 years.
You got it, honey. Listen, you do. You got a great...
God did good for me, didn't he? I don't know. Now, Betty, she needs help.
Been
prayed for. Everybody pray for Betty. But isn't it wonderful? Because I know, just like you did with your mother, but you watched Betty all through your growing years and as you grew up, and you did see Jesus and this beautiful woman.
Absolutely.
And I thank God. I feel like we've got good children, great-grandchildren, because I've married this captivatingly beautiful woman and the ideal woman. But the thing about it is that you absolutely are able to point out the very things that warn girls as well as men concerning women to be on guard for. Here's one of the things I want to ask you, because you already kind of referred to it in the indiscreetness and the, let's just say, immodesty.
Yeah.
It appears to me, and you know I used to speak in all the schools.
Oh,
you
yeah.
probably heard my school
I
talk.
Remember that.
I imagine more than once. Probably heard it on tape and a CD. But here's the thing. I would go in and say that when a boy convinces a girl that he loves her, oftentimes he can have his way with her, and he will play that card. Mm-hmm. And he'll even begin to look for a girl that doesn't have the best home, doesn't have a dad. And I used to tell him that. There'll be boys who are out, especially older boys, looking down at the girls. And I used to listen to them in the locker room. You get a girl that doesn't have a good home, you find your girl that doesn't have a dad. Mm-hmm. They're real easy. Because a girl is looking for love. She wants to be pretty. She wants to feel like mm-hmm. she's important to someone. But the other thing I found, and I don't know how you might deal with this here, but I think it's a very important issue, and that is that when a girl really loves a boy, she believes that he loves her. She has a natural desire to want to give herself to him. The problem is they do this out of timing.
That's right.
They actually become indiscreet and immoral in what they're doing. Is that what you're able to communicate? Do you watch
yes.
this happen?
Oh, I watch it happen all the time. And the thing that used to, when you would do that back in, you know, back in the day, people would say, if a boy tells you that he loves you, you know, don't believe it. Well, the truth is today, and the way that the world is today, and the way that how we're seeing girls 12, 13, 14 years old already very sexually involved. The boys don't even have to tell them they love them anymore. They just think this is just what everybody does.
Exactly.
And in that study, there's a lesson. It's lesson 5. For the moms, for the grandmoms, it's a lesson on the most intimate relationship between a man and a woman. It's the sex lesson, okay? It's the captivating woman lesson. For the girls, their lesson in lesson 5 is the story of Ruth and Naomi, and it's the story of Ruth and Boaz. And you see how a godly young woman, Ruth, how she recognized and how she was recognized by a godly man, Boaz, a man who had everything. And you see a beautiful pattern, and that's the thing that we teach them, is look for these traits that Boaz had in his life. And then also looked, and when he looked at, but when Boaz looked at Ruth, we want to teach these young girls how to have those same biblically beautiful traits in their lives that Ruth had. I don't think Ruth had an idea that Boaz was looking at her and was interested in her. He was older than she was and all that kind of stuff, but we see he recognized her. He saw some things in her life, and what he saw was he saw the traits of true beauty, the traits of biblical beauty. And what she saw finally in him really was that he was the kind of man that was going to take care of her. He was the kind of man that God wanted for her. And so in lesson 5 there, they learn how a godly girl attracts a godly guy, and how you recognize a godly guy instead of getting caught up in these relationships where somebody just, you know, you're just, well, this, we're just together, you know, and so we just have this real casual sexual relationship or whatever, this this kind of hooking up culture that we live in and everything. So.
And that's the sad thing about it. That's the norm.
It is the norm.
Now.
It is
you
the
know,
norm.
So they need those examples.
Yeah.
Of older women and the mother and the grandmother
yeah.
that really can really relate that to mm-hmm. them, that you, I mean, it's not about that moment that you're looking for.
That's
it's
it.
A lifetime of relationship and love
it
with
is.
The Lord and with your mate.
Yeah.
What do you want our viewers and every girl and mom that's watching, what do you want them to hear? Because I want them to access the material you've got. And if they wanted you to come, let's say, to their church or their area, if you can work in your schedule and the situation's right, will you go?
I'm doing a good number of mother-daughter events these days because of this study, and I love doing it. And if I could just say one thing to the moms and the grandmothers, it would be this. I guess the thing that most shocked me about this Bible study was when I piloted it. I piloted it with a group of girls, 7th through 12th grade at my church, and that we just went through the original study together. I didn't know who would show up or if anybody would show up to hear a 50-plus woman like me talk to teenage girls. Well, they showed up. And the next week, more of them showed up. And the next week, more of them showed up. And then they felt comfortable around me, and they started talking to me, James and Betty. And they would say, thank you, Miss Cole. Thank you, Miss Cole. And they said, why isn't anybody teaching us this stuff? You see what they were telling me, and a lot of girls said this. They're telling me, you know, different, their moms, their grandmothers, their teachers saying, excel, 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 go to college, get your degree, get a good career, and all this kind of stuff. Wait for marriage, put this off forever, you know, all this kind of stuff. They're pushing me toward excellence, and that's, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. But we're not teaching our girls the most important thing, and that is how to develop character in their life and a lifestyle in their life that pleases the Lord, how to please the Lord, and then also telling them, it's okay if you want to get married. It's wonderful if you want to have children, you know, when you get married and things like that. They're not hearing these things. And we need to return to the Bible and lift up the things that God lifts up, the traits of true beauty, what a real godly young woman, and they'll love you for it. Your daughter and your granddaughter will love you for teaching them these truths. They will love you. They'll appreciate it. And they'll go off to college, and you'll be able to say, you know what? I did my part. I did my part. That's peace. That's a good thing.
Well, I've loved you since you were a little girl, and you followed me and your dad all over the country listening to us, and you grew up to be absolutely beautiful, and you're still beautiful. Would you just say thanks to this beautiful, beautiful mother? And what a picture of Jesus. You know, we look at Lord, and I say, glory, like this. And I just say, thank you, God, for your grace. And you know, when I talk about the blessing of God, I've said to you many times, if you've watched it, you've heard me say it. Sometimes when I talk about the way the Lord's blessed our family and our children, I get a hurry in my heart because I know many, if not most, of the people I'm talking to, they're not able to say that right now because they've got a child that's out of step, out of sync, out of the will of God, or a grandchild. Or maybe you've lost one of them and you're hurting in your heart. And I'm going to tell you, I care, but boy, you just need to understand, and ma'am, you need to understand how much God wants to be involved in your hurt and how much God wants to help bring that child or grandchild or family member back into the fold, like Jesus looking for that one sheep out there that needed to come back into the security and the shelter of the wonderful shepherd. Father, I pray for every child that's out of step. I pray for every family that's hurting because someone's not right with you. I pray for those listening today who may not know you and love you, that they'd be drawn to you today and say, I want to know the living God. I want to know the Lord Jesus as my shepherd. And you draw them. Put your arms around them. Help them to want to live out their life close to your heart. In Jesus' name. You want someone to pray with you, you call that number. Paid for by love. Say, pray with me. Pray for my children. You want what Laurie shares, there's the website. Let her help you. Help your girls, your granddaughters, girls you love and care. Would you say thanks again to Laurie? I just think it's been a blessing to be with her. Laurie, we're doing in the physical what you're doing in the spiritual, what you and Beth Moore and others do that are so wonderfully gifted. What we try to do, you're giving spiritual water. Mm. You're giving life. We want to give physical water so people want to know about the love that brought them, the love of God. It's our goal to change everything for people with love. Here's something that never fails. Love doesn't. This is an expression that never fails. Mm. Here's a need only love can meet, and it will meet. Watch closely.
This is Dauphine. She lives in Madagascar and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Dauphine's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed in a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia, and he's watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. Last week, a Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Dauphine's son almost made it to his fifth birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better than almost. Clean water changes everything.
Oh boy. Some of the most powerful words that Paul ever heard, almost. You persuade me to be a Christian, to do something right. How does that affect you?
You know, when I watch something like that, I think, I don't want to be one of those that just thought about doing something. I don't want to be one of those that watched as they heard a need and didn't even consider it. I want to be one of those that responds to that need, that did something to make the difference and be a part of saving lives of a family and little children.
I just find myself sitting here praying, God, don't let me almost do anything that you tell me we could and should do. I want to at least do what I can. And I feel like every one of you want to do something, not almost. And all I can tell you is what God has put on our heart, because missionaries share their heart. And they, I believe, identify with God's heart concerning people they watch dying like those. Those are all in the areas where our mission workers are and our team goes. And as one of our staff members, the son's voice you heard there, has five children himself. His name's Kyle. And I don't believe you want to do almost. I think you want to do it. And so here's what we're doing. The missionaries showed us the situation that we can address this year, and we're asking God to enable us. But it's going to take all of us together. Betty and I are going to drill a well. Now, and I can tell you, we would give one to any one of those people you just saw. And we always do, because we ask God to let us do it, and He answered our prayer. I'm praying all of you will pray, God, this year let me give a whole well. Just ask Him. We've got children asking, and they end up doing it, little kids, because God gets it on their heart. But the thing you need to understand is the majority of the support comes from people who say, I've got $48. It's all I've got, but I'm not going to almost give it. I'm going to give it. And that gives 10 people, like those children that you saw. It gives them water, basically for the rest of their life, in their area, their villages, their community. Would you dial the number? It's a lifeline. It's always a prayer line for you, paid for by love. Today, motivated by love. At this moment, tonight, wherever you happen to be watching, whatever time of day or night, I want you to dial the number, a lifeline. Touch somebody with love and say, here's my gift. If you can give a well, it's $4,800. If you can give a part of a well, $2,400 or $1,200, say, God, let the others join me and let's have a well. If you can give 144, 30 people get water the rest of their life. $48, 10 people water. Father, I pray everybody will say, I'm not going to be almost persuaded. I am persuaded. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to be an answer to their heart cry and the need of those precious people and others like them. In Jesus' name, I'm going to be the miracle they're hoping for. Would you dial the number? Would you go online, lifetoday.org, make the gift, use your bank card. Like a check, that's how you should use them. If you write a check, make it to Life, you're giving life, but call us and tell us you're sending it in, would you? We have some very special gifts to bless you, to inspire you, to encourage you. We want to send them to you to say thank you, because you are giving the greatest gift. Please make that call. By the way, if you get a busy, be persistent, and you call until you get through. Please do it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
If there's any way you can help us drill a well, ask for the Living Water, limited edition, celebrating 50-year bronze by Robert Summers, who's the most famous, popular bronze artist today and sculptor. Beth Moore's book, Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, the beautiful hymns, instrumental, and the story of how they came to be, how they were inspired. And then if you'd like to have Lori's book, Beauty, buy the book. You can go online, let her help you with it. You'll like this for teens. Tremendous blessing. We love you. Thank you for helping us share water. Please do all you can. If there's any way you could trust God and just set your sights, this year, before the year's out, I'm going to drill an entire well. We asked God to let us do that years ago. He's let us do it twice a year and sometimes beyond. It's amazing how He answers our dreams when they're identical with His. When the desires of our heart are the desires of His heart, He gets so involved. And we let that river flow. Let's do it. Would you say thanks to Lori Cole for being with us? Lori, love you so much. You're beautiful. Thank you. Thank all of you. John, Julia, Alice, good to see y'all up here. And all of you, thank you. Thank you for being a friend for life.
Next week on Life Today, James and Betty discuss the life and inspiration of their youngest daughter, Robin, who recently passed away to be with the Lord. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.